I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. Today, we're going to be talking about where you should and shouldn't be investing in your business. And I have three places that I really spend my time focusing on, and I'd love to help emphasize that for you in your business, no matter what industry you're in. I currently do business consulting. I have a program called Agency by Design where I work with clients who are female insurance agency owners and really helping them create a business that they love, that's going to be doing everything it is that they possibly dream of for them in their lives, in their business, all of that. And it's something specifically interesting in our industry is because we get paid residual income to manage people's policies. We get a percentage of the premium that they pay for their insurance policies, and it's a very, very small amount. I think that when people find out how much we actually make off of all the work that we do and how we have to be licensed to do this work and all that stuff, kind of compared to like realtors and mortgage officers and people that also need licenses to do work in their industries, but like how much money we actually make. And we make that money based over time, which is what residual really is. However, we need a large quantity of clients to be able to create a business that brings enough revenue to be successful, to really make good money, to make sure we're really watching our profit margins. And because of this, I talk a lot about specific ways that people should be investing in their business and where they're kind of investing that doesn't always necessarily make sense, or where they're not spending enough time strategizing and following through on getting the data needed to make sure that that money is being returned at a high rate, or they're not really spending the time doing the homework they need to do to really be investing in their business as opposed to just wasting money. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. I think it just comes up more in our industry because of the fact that we can spend so much money on things and it doesn't come back to us with as much return as quickly as some other industries. However, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. All the businesses that I have owned or worked with in multiple industries, these all apply. So the first thing is you will never go wrong in investing in developing your business skills, your knowledge about business, your personal development, and really spending time, energy, and money in becoming a better leader, becoming better with your mindset, becoming better with your energy, just making sure that you're constantly being fed or feeding yourself, really, things that are motivating and inspiring and positive and giving you the space to be creative in your business and to allow yourself to really bloom and, you know, actually hone in the skills and strengths that you have as a person and as a business owner and a CEO and an entrepreneur and all those things. You cannot go wrong. You will always become better. Even if it was, let's say, maybe an investment that you didn't feel was worth your time, or, you know, you felt like you might have wasted a little bit of your money, you, because it is you that you're investing in, you will come out of that, have learned something, right? Or have known something more about yourself, or maybe the way you made those decisions. So investing yourself can look like buying books, and reading and spending time doing that, right? It could look like going to events, going to being parts of masterminds. It could look like taking time off and understanding and creating space for you to relax, for you not to get burnt out, spending time on learning how to be more productive, how to manage your calendar, learning how to be a better leader and how to show up for the people that work for you or your clients, how to become a better salesperson, how to become a better boss and how to do better management. I mean, anything that you can do that's going to help invest in you and your skills and up-level you and make you better, it could mean that you are hiring a consultant or a coach or being part of a monthly program that just keeps you focused on certain things, whatever that looks like. It could even just mean you investing in a personal trainer and getting better physically fit so that you have energy to show up for your business. So that's one way I think that a lot of leaders don't, and a lot of business owners don't spend time doing, because they're so busy, stuck in the whirlwind of their everyday business, that they put themselves last and they're investing in so many other ways that feel like they need to be kind of those quick fixes. Or if they just spend all this money in this other way or energy and effort, that, you know, everything's going to kind of work itself out. And eventually, when this clears up or when this happens or after this situation, you will suddenly have time to invest in yourself. And you are, first and foremost, the biggest asset in your business. Second to that, where you should be investing your time, energy, and money is in the people working in your business. And that sounds like it's common sense, but you'd be so surprised, or maybe not, because you'll probably relate to this and be like, yeah, I've done this before. You hire people without really truly investing the strategy and the planning and the implementation needed to figure out how to post a job to attract the right person for the business and for the position, and what operations or what process you're going to be putting them through. Because usually if you're putting them through a really good process and how you're going to hire them and how you're going to filter out the bad candidates, that's going to take time and that's going to possibly take money. And a lot of people are just not willing to do that work. And then you may hire people, right? You're like interviewing 5 to 6 people and all of a sudden you're sitting here just desperate to hire and you're trying to come up with reasons to just justify hiring the best out of the 6 people you interviewed. However, none of them are great. They all suck. And you just didn't give yourself enough time to get a bigger pool of candidates or to be able to really work through that process or have that process. So you just hire somebody and you kind of throw them in. You don't have really great onboarding or training or ways that you plan on developing this person to go from someone who's never maybe worked in your industry or done the job that they need to be doing, or maybe they have, but they haven't worked for your company. And you kind of just sit back and wish and hope that they're going to work out. And even if they do a good job, there's not enough incentive. There's not a good culture. There's no further path for development. And so they get bored. They find something else, somewhere else to work that maybe is able to provide that. So you investing, you spending whatever you need to have a great recruiting, hiring, onboarding, training, team development, team culture, all of these things, really spending time getting to know the people that work with you, what matters to them, what's important to them. I talk about this so much. And showing up for them as a leader who's constantly developing yourself too, and being that role model and being that person that they can look up to and want to become like you and want to, you know, develop themselves and just get better constantly is huge. So number 2, you need to be investing in the people that are going to be representing your products, your services, your business, dealing with your clients, you know, bringing on more clients and prospecting and being the brand behind what you do and why you do it. Those people need to be invested in. And, you know, I think I've said this before in one of the episodes, but Tim Ferriss, who wrote many books, but one of the books that's very famous is The 4-Hour Work Week. And he talks about this question of like, if you only had 2 hours a week to focus on something in your business, what would it be? And my answer has always been, I would sit and work with my team. I would spend those 2 hours deeply sitting on figuring out how to develop my team, how to find out what's working for them, what's not working for them. How do I show up for them? How do I help them achieve more for themselves and not just for the business? Because believe me, when your team achieves more in their personal life and it's done through your business and working for your company, they will be more loyal. They will show up as a better person. And all of that is going to result in more revenue, in longevity of your business, and all well-rounded place, right? So that is the second place that you need to be investing your time, energy, and money. And the third place is actually going to sound a little counterintuitive, but I'm going to explain why. You should not be spending a lot of money, time, and energy in trying to figuring out your marketing, at least until you've invested time, energy, and effort in this next thing, which I think you should be doing almost more often than your marketing. And that is actually your branding. And what do I mean by branding? Branding is meant to be the way your business sends out and communicates a particular message of who you are, what you do, and who you do it for in a way that talks about your ideal client and the pain point or the pain or the struggle or the challenge that they have and how you are here to help guide them to a solution and that your product or service is the solution to this issue. And it's just how you can make that message so super clear and so understandable and so to the point that it's going to cut through all the noise. Because if you don't have that ironed out, you will be spending a lot of money on marketing in many different ways. And marketing truly really is the vehicle in which you are going to be able to take your branding message and put it out to the masses. How you actually get people aware of your branding message and what your brand is. Because if they don't hear what that is and don't connect with it, they're not going to want to do business with you. They're not even going to know about you. They're not going to be able to hear you through all the other things that are stimulating their senses and trying to get their attention, right? So if you can get a really good understanding of what your brand is, what you stand for, what that message is, then you can start spending some time and energy and money investing into figuring out the right vehicles through marketing that you're going to get this message out there so that people are aware of you and that are going to want to do business with you, be happy to do business with you, refer you people, tell their friends and family and, you know, acquaintances about you, because they're going to be so well acquainted with your brand. And not only that, your team, who can be an extension of who you are and your company, are going to know your brand so well that every time they talk to somebody on the street, in a meeting, networking, on the phone, with your clients, with their family, what do you do? Here's what I do. Here's how I do it. Here's who I do it for. And this is what we do as a brand. They are an extension of that brand. They will be little mini billboards talking about, and little commercials talking about your business. And if they do not understand the brand, if you have not done the work to get that out there for them and make it easier for them, again, investing in them, investing in yourself, investing in the branding, then they won't be able to do that, right? And without that, you're spending so much money going down the toilet in marketing because it's not going to be able to produce the results that you could be producing if you had invested in the three things that I've been talking about. So just to recap really fast, we want to be spending first and foremost as much time, energy, and money in ourselves as the leader and the owners of their business. Second, in the team and the extension of who you are and the business is. And thirdly, into the brand and the message of why you exist, why it matters, and why should anybody care. I hope this has helped you kind of think about where it is that you're spending, you know, your time, energy, and money, because those are really, for me, the biggest three ways that you can invest in your business and in your life. And you start thinking about how maybe you can start putting some emphasis and focus on those things before you waste your money doing anything else. I think that those are the three big things that a lot of business owners I have found are lacking. And they're spending a lot of time on marketing. They're spending a lot of time on trying to figure out sales. They're spending a lot of time in lead generation and prospects. And really, if they got those other three things honed in, some of those other things would be so much easier, and or they would be set up to get much more return on their investment that they were spending on the first three things that I talked about. If you have any other questions, please reach out and let me know. I love engaging with you guys. I love hearing your comments and messages about episodes, how they've either helped, and sometimes even how you've disagreed. I think it's incredible. This is such an amazing community. So please make sure you're reaching out to me on Instagram or on Facebook at Unburden Your Business.